Morning, it's Sunday, August the 2nd, and this is Tim Pitchell back with another procrastination boo. Yesterday, my boo didn't load all day, but it loaded up quickly this morning. I'm not too sure what was going on there, but I'm on a 3G network out in a lake, and so perhaps it's just network traffic, I don't know. But today I wanted to pick up with a different topic, something about the way we think and procrastination. Compare these two things. You've procrastinated, and you've done more poorly on the task. Maybe it's an academic task, maybe it's a report for work, maybe it's just something more mundane in your life. And there's a couple of different contrasting things you can say. One approach to it is to say something like, oh wow, it could have been worse. And the other is, oh, I wish I hadn't put this off because I could have done much better had I started on time. So these contrasting statements and ways of thinking are called a downward and upward counterfactuals, respectively. So if you say, it could have been worse, that's a downward counterfactual, and it's counterfactual to what happened. But when you think that way, you're thinking, well, you know, it could have been a worse outcome. And what you're trying to do, of course, is to make yourself feel better. And so it has that flavor of giving in to feel good. And the upward counterfactual doesn't make you feel better, but it has the potential to help you learn. And so to the extent that after you procrastinate, you make a downward counterfactual where you say, oh, it could have been worse. I could have failed completely, or it could have screwed up much worse than it did. Then you're less likely to learn from it and change your behavior in the future. The upward counterfactual doesn't make you feel better in the short term, but in fact may help you learn from what you might consider a mistake. You know, that not every time you delay, of course, delay is not a bad thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that delay is a necessary and normal part of everyday life. But I'm talking about procrastination, where it's that irrational delay of an intended action, despite the fact that you know that this is probably going to have negative consequences. In the end, it has a negative consequences. And what do? You try to justify it. You can see so many levels of rationalization happening with procrastination. And here's one example of that with counterfactuals. This work was done by a colleague of mine at the University of Windsor, Fuchsia Sirwa. She does a lot of interesting stuff. If you want to learn more about her stuff, you can go to the University of Windsor and see her website there. And if you want to know more about procrastination generally, of course, you can check it out at procrastination.ca. Tomorrow I'm heading to a conference on procrastination, and I'll be doing most of my boos and podcasts based on what's happening at that conference. I'll be with my colleagues from a variety of areas around the world who do research on procrastination. It should be stimulating and give me a lot of food for thought. Well, I'll catch you tomorrow at the conference.